the smallest would be called a...
You mean around this territory?
Yeah.
Our smallest would just be farm ditches. That we had dug.
That you had dug.
Back when I was a kid, we dug them with spades, shovels.
Uh-huh.
And later we had small, well, maybe road slips. Now, you don't know what a road slip is, but it's a scoop of a thing with two big wooden handles on it.
Mm-hmm.
You hook a team to it,
mm-hmm.
and as long as you're horse enough or strong enough to hold that thing where it scoops the dirt, fine. But if you get it too high, it sticks in the ground where you land over between the mules. I hope they don't stop you. And that's the way we would dig some ditches.
Mm-hmm.
Then later we got the little drag lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then we still dig small ditches, not as, well, half as wide as this bed, perhaps,
uh-huh.
in around farms. What they call lateral ditches. And they'll empty into a larger ditch.
What you would call a God-made creek in the hills, we call a God-made ditch.
Yeah.
Really?
Because we don't call them creeks here, we say ditches. Everything is a ditch.
Everything is ditch in the lowlands. There's no creeks.
And there's no creeks.
No, it's God made or man made.
I didn't know that.
No, you get up here in the hills, you have a creek because it was God made.
Yeah,
so
right.
All these ditches
it's
down towards
to
Bay.
Up in Chicago, they call them creek.
Uh-huh.
All northern people call them creeks.
Uh-huh.
Up here, everything's a ditch.
Down in our country, it's a ditch because we dig it.
Big Bay ditch, you know, Gunslow ditch.
And even God-made things are
ditches. Yeah.
To me, ditches have to be man-made, they have to be dug, I think of it. But that's amazing. So no creeks. That's really wonderful. Well, how about rivers? There's ditches and then there's rivers? Is that the only distinction? Everything's either a ditch or else it's a...
River. It goes from a creek to a... In this particular country, it goes from a creek to a river.
Mm.
In the hills. In our country, it goes from a ditch to a river.
Ditch to river.
This may be the only area that I've ever been in where they do say ditches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the deltas, Mississippi deltas.
Oh, they do it there too?
Any delta land.
They'll say ditch. Oh,
some of them in the rice, in the flatlands of the rice country now, sometimes they refer to them as canals. Where they water the rice. But that's a little bit different. That's taking the water to the farm product. And our ditches is to take it away.
I see. Yeah.
That's
the opposite sort of thing. up like on a mountain, of course I know you don't have it here, but the rocky side of a mountain where it drops off, you call that a...
I guess a cliff. I'm not a mountaineer.
No, I know. And then up in the mountains, like if there's a creek and it goes along and then it has a sharp drop off, you call that a
waterfall.
And do you know if something in the mountains called either a gap or a pass? Are you familiar with?
Oh yeah, that's just an opening in the between two mountains.
Yeah.
and the pass, from what I read from history and reading Western books. Pass is something that you discover miles away, and that way you get it, Wayne, that it's a landmark, more or less,
mm-hmm.
that in traveling across country, when they settled the country, you could see this way over, and that's what they aimed for.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got there, they hoped that it was passable, see.
Uh-huh.
But it was a landmark between two ranges of mountains, and that's the way they would pass through the mountains. They couldn't go over them, the Rockies especially.
Dad, perhaps on that subject, you should tell her about the annual trip you used to make where all of the snakes were.
Well, I believe I told her. I let her read my memoirs, too, you know, that I wrote. I don't know if you've ever read them or not.
Really great. Yeah,
up to 19...
Oh, I've got to read those.
Up to 1931. When my dad, I believe I told you, my dad and mother came from northwest Missouri overland. Well, just between Hardy, Arkansas, and Thayer, Missouri, there's a hill up there that they still call Black Snake Hill.
Mm-hmm.